Audio Service, National Radio Club.
And welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for March 2006. This is issue number 252, and I'm your host, Fred Volpe, the publisher of the DX Audio Service. My address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. And if you live in the United States of America or Canada and would like to become a member of the DX Audio Service, the cost of a subscription is $28. To Europe and elsewhere, it's $40, and those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make a check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that is mentioned, or simply log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org and sign up using our PayPal credit card system. You can also sign up to edxn.com and get your DX Audio Service for your iPod player. A subscription to edxn is only $15, and you have access not only to the interactive forums and groups, but also to an MP3 download of the DX Audio Service and a PDF download of DX News for just over half the price of one publication alone. Just point your browser to http://www.e-dxn.com and sign up using our PayPal credit card system. Or you can contact Ken Chatterton at the National Radio Club's Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661, if you wish to pay by check. You have to have the ability to download a large MP3 file just to enjoy the DX Audio Service in this fashion, and sorry, no CDs. Time now for the AM switch for the DX Audio Service for March 2006. I'm Fred Volpe, sitting in for Captain Bill Hale. Bill is on a short vacation. In fact, there he goes right now. Let's check out the call letter changes. Starting it off at 8:30 on the dial with Hilliard, Florida, the new call for this station is WJFA. 900 WCOR in Lebanon, Tennessee will take on an old Nashville call sign of WKDA. 980 WMEK in Chase City, Virginia takes on WJYK. 1020 KINF in Roswell, New Mexico takes on an old call sign from Kansas City, Missouri of KCKN. And by the way, the FCC had this station listed as silent, but it wasn't. 1080 WBCG in Coral Gables, Florida takes on WTPS. 1160 WOYE in St. Cloud, Florida will become WIWA. 1160 WAMB in Donelson, Tennessee becomes WCRT. 1200 WKDA in Nashville, Tennessee becomes WAMB. 1260 WRJJ in Newark, Delaware becomes WAMS. 1280 WDNT in Dayton, Tennessee becomes WALV. 1300 WPTL in Carson City, Nevada takes on the call sign of KCMY. 1320 WZZK in Birmingham, Alabama becomes WPSB. 1340, the new station in Bishop, California becomes KBSP. 1340 KTFX in Sand Springs, Oklahoma becomes KTKX. 1350 KBID in Bakersfield, California becomes KLHC. Also on 1350 WZNN in Black Mountain, North Carolina, their new call sign will be WZGM. 1480 WCKD in Lebanon, Tennessee will become WCOR. And finally, on 1580, WXXP in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania becomes WANB. Here's some new construction permits which are on the air, starting it off at 700 on the dial with KHSE in Wiley, Texas. This station has been heard with the IDs of radio station KHSE Wiley, Texas. Their latest construction permit lists U4, 1,500 watts day, 920 watts night, from six towers. At 810 WEUS in Orla Vista, Florida, their program test authority has been granted for this new station with U4, 10,000 watts day, 400 watts night, from four towers. That's four towers during the daytime, and they use two at night. 880 KPOE in Midland, Texas, license to operate this station has been granted for U4, 2,000 watts day, 500 watts night, from three 60-meter towers, three during the day, two during the night. Both patterns are kidney-shaped, with the day going northwest and the night side heading to the southwest. 910 WFDF in Flint, Michigan. The license to operate this station has been granted for U4, 50,000 watts day, 1,900 watts night, from 8 towers, which are located just north of Carlton, Michigan. That's nearby Monroe, Michigan. And your editor has been up in that area as of yesterday at the train show in Ann Arbor and heard this station on the air. 1150 WMST in Mount Sterling, Kentucky. The construction permit to increase daytime power as U1, 2,500 watts day, 53 watts night is on the air. 1250 WNEM in Bridgeport, Michigan. The license to cover here, this station X, Bay City, Michigan, has been granted for U4, 5,000 watts day, 1,100 watts night from 4 towers. By the way, that's up by Saginaw, Michigan. 1340 WCMI in Ashland, Kentucky. The construction permit to increase nighttime power as U1 has been granted. 1,000 watts day, 1,000 watts night is on the air. 1420 KPOC in Pocahontas, Arizona. The license has been granted, to cover their construction permit to add the night service of U1, 1,000 watts day, 118 watts nighttime. 1480 KLVL in Pasadena, Texas. The construction permit to increase daytime power is U4. That's 3,000 watts day, 500 watts night, and it's on the air. 1570 WLBQ in Morgantown, Kentucky. We used to know the owner of that station as Joe Myers, an old jingle collector friend. That station has increased its daytime, or make that nighttime power, to become U1, 1,000 watts day, 1,500 watts night, at a new tower location. Although the application clearly states 150 watts, the authorization is for 1,500 watts. So it looks as if somebody at the FCC got carried away with that abacus. Also on 1570, WNCA in Siler City, North Carolina, the license to operate has been granted for U1, 5,000 watts day, 280 watts night. The application and the FCC's database states 282 nighttime watts, but the FCC's authorization letter to the station says 0.28 kilowatts. Whether or not 2 watts is a cause for concern, well, we don't know. 1660 WWRU in Jersey City, New Jersey. The license to operate has been granted for U4, 10,000 watts day, 10,000 watts night from 4 towers, changing from U2. Now let's move on to grants to existing facilities. 590 KTIE in San Bernardino, California. The construction permit has been granted to increase the day power and decrease night power. When operational, KTIE will become U4, 2,500 watts day and 960 watts night. 640 WJNA in Boca Raton, Florida. The construction permit has been granted to change the city of license from Royal Palm Beach and increase the day and nighttime power from a new 6-tower site. When operational, WJNA will become U4, 25,000 watts day and 25,000 watts night. Look out, Mike Lance. Here they come. 710 WEGG in Rose City, North Carolina. The construction permit has been granted to increase their power level to become D1. That's 2,500 watts day and nothing at night. 770 WWCN in North Fort Myers, Florida. Construction permit granted to decrease their nighttime power to become U4, 10,000 watts day and 630 watts night. Also on 770 WEW in St. Louis, Missouri, the construction permit has been granted to increase daytime power and add nighttime service to become U4, 10,000 watts day, 200 watts night from a new 2-tower site. 800 WNNW in Lawrence, Massachusetts, a construction permit has been granted to increase the daytime power to become U1, 3,000 watts day, 244 watts night. 810 WYRE in Essex, Maryland, the construction permit has been granted to change the city of license from Annapolis and relocate to a new 2-tower site with D3, that's 240 watts day, and nothing at night. at 930 WSFZ in Jackson, Mississippi. This station's been licensed for U2. That's 5,000 watts day, 5,000 watts night. But it has been operating under a STA, or a special temporary authorization from the FCC, with U1, 5,000 watts day, 500 watts night. Now, this construction permit grants WSFZ to co-locate with WOAD at 1300 Jackson, Mississippi, with U2, 5,000 watts day, 3,600 watts night, adding two towers to the WOAD single tower site. 940 KICE in Bend, Oregon. The construction permit has been granted to move to a new two-tower site with a slight change in pattern and increase the nighttime power to become a U4 station, 10,000 watts day and a smoking 71 watts at night. 980 WHSR in Pompano Beach, Florida, licensed for U5, that's 5,000 watts day and 1,000 watts night, from two transmitter sites. WHSR has been granted a construction permit to increase the nighttime power to become U4, 5,000 watts day and 2,200 watts night, by moving the nighttime transmitter to the daytime antenna site. 1080 WOKT in Canonsburg, Kentucky. The construction permit has been granted to move here from 1040 kilohertz with D1, 1800 watts day and no watts at night. 1200 WPTK in Pine Island Center, Florida. The construction permit has been granted to increase the daytime power to become U4, 50,000 watts day, 1,000 watts night, adding two more towers to their existing three. 1230 KLIC in Richwood, Louisiana. The construction permit has been granted to move the city of license from Monroe, Louisiana, and move the transmitter site to a new location. KLIC remains U1, that's 1,000 watts day, 1,000 watts night. Also on 1240 WOON in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. The construction permit has been granted to move to a new 205-foot tower. WOON remains U1, 1,000 watts day, 1,000 watts night. On 1270 WQKR in Portland, Tennessee, the construction permit has been granted to add nighttime service, as there is a move to a new two-tower location. When built, WQKR will become U4, 500 watts day, 28 watts at night. Also on 1270 KEPS in Eagle Pass, Texas, their construction permit has been granted to decrease day power while adding nighttime service from a taller tower. When operational, KEPS will become U1, 890 watts day and 32 watts at night. 1370 WGIV in Pineville, North Carolina. The construction permit has been granted to move here from Gastonia. WGIV had initially been granted a CP for U1, 20,000 watts day, 30 watts at night, but this change is for U1, which is 3,000 watts day, 45 watts at night, from a new tower. 1380 WMJR in Nicholsville, Kentucky. The construction permit has been granted to change their city of license from Winchester, increase the daytime power, and decrease the nighttime power. When operational, WMJR will become U1, 5,000 watts day, 38 watts at night, from a new transmitter site. 1470 KNFL in Tremonton, Utah. The license to cover has been granted for U2, that's 1,000 watts day, 880 watts night, from two new towers. 1490 WPPR in Bradenton, Florida. This is a station I think Paul Smith is familiar with. This station was licensed for U1, 1,000 watts day, 1,000 watts night, and they've been operating under an STA of U1, 500 watts day, 500 watts night. But this construction permit grants WPPR to reduce their license power to become U1, 800 watts day, 800 watts night. 1490 KRNR in Roseburg, Oregon. The construction permit has been granted to move to a new 230-foot tower. KRNR remains U1, 1,000 watts day, 1,000 watts night. 1590 WIXK in New Richmond, Wisconsin. This construction permit is to add night service, and it's been granted. When operational, WIXK will become U1, 5,000 watts day, 95 watts at night. And finally, 1600 WOKB in OC, Florida. The construction permit to change their city of license from Winter Garden with D3, 4,000 watts day, zero a night, has been granted. Under grants for new stations, 830 WJFA, remember that call sign in Hilliard, Florida? Their construction permit has been granted for U4, 50,000 watts day, 4,000 watts night from six towers. 1180, the new station in Baxter, Minnesota, has been granted a construction permit for U2, 50,000 watts day, 5,000 watts night, critical hours 5,000 watts from six new towers. 1340, the new station in Kalispell, Montana, has been granted their construction permit for U1, 1,000 watts day, 670 watts at night. And finally, 1550, WURP in Reserve Township, Pennsylvania, their construction permit has been granted for U4, 2,000 watts day and 12 watts at night from three towers. Amendments to construction permits include 730 WLTQ in Charleston, South Carolina, license for U5, 5,200 watts during the daytime and 103 watts from two sites. WLTQ has a construction permit for U5, 5,200 watts day and 83 watts a night. Now, this amendment requests U1, 1,100 watts a day and 103 watts night, relocating the daytime transmitter so that it can use a single tower site. 750 KHWG, a mystery here in Fallon, Nevada. This new station is not on the air yet and has a construction permit for U1, 7,500 watts day, 250 watts at night. Their construction permit requests an amendment to U1, 10,000 watts day, 250 watts at night, 10,000 watts critical hours from a new transmitter site. Now, although listed as on the air at some online DX sites and reported as being heard by some listeners, there is no license to operate or even a program test authority in their file at the FCC. Now, after Bill Hale received a note from Al Tobias saying that he heard the station with what sounded like regular programming, he tried calling them and he got voicemail. So he called the consulting engineer listed in the application, who said that he was sure that they had been issued a license to operate, and he indicated that he would check with the attorney. So it appears that this new station is indeed on the air. 1550 WAYI in Burnell, Florida. This new station is not on the air yet and has a construction permit for U2, 9,300 watts day, 200 watts at night. This amendment requests to relocate the transmitter site and amend the day and night power levels to become U7, which is 9,300 watts night or day and 520 watts night, critical hours of 9,500 watts. Let's bounce over to license canceled and call letters deleted. In this file, we have 950 KZRA in Denison, Sherman, Texas. This license has been turned in by Susquehanna Broadcasting as the 5 years since the station relocated to 1700 has been up. The recent call sign change from KYNG, you have to refer back to DX News issue number 13, was done as a call letter parking maneuver just to get it into another market. And this has been verified by a call to the group owners. So KZRA, gone for good. 1340 WSAJ in Grove City, Pennsylvania, gone. 1590, the new station in Op, Alabama. The construction permit granted for U4, 500 watts day, 190 watts night, was later rescinded by the FCC. And finally, 1620, KBLI in Blackfoot, Idaho. In a move opposite the trend, the owners have decided to turn in the 1620 license and retain their 690 facility. How about that? From Here and There, reportedly back on the air, WALE 990, Greenville, Rhode Island, KNRV 1150, Englewood, Colorado, 1160 in Donaldson, Texas, with those new calls to WCRT, as we heard earlier. Also, WTVJ 1490 in DeLand, Florida, and WPSX 1500 in Zion, Illinois. Former silent stations reported to be back on, reported to have gone silent, WSOS 1170 in St. Augustine Beach, Florida, KKSL 1290 in Lake Oswego, Oregon, KACE 1310 in Birch Tree, Missouri, and KPCR 1530 in Bowling Green, Missouri. And finally, thanks to Sean Axelrod, John Kellerman, Bruce Conti, Bill Dvorak, Wayne Heinen, David Jones, Dean McIntyre, and Doug Smith, and all the gang at DX News and the DX Audio Service for reporting in what's been going on the air. Your pilot, Bill Hale, will be back with you on the April edition. Until next time, I'm Fred Vobey for the AM Switch, and we're going to switch it down to Florida, and here's John Bunker.
National Radio Club.
I guess my opening line has to be, well, thanks very much, Bill and Fred. But I know Bill put all that information together, so we hope everything's going to straighten out, so we'll hear from Bill next month. You know, as we look at the 950 frequency, and that's what we've been studying the last couple of months and will for the next couple of months too, I guess, it's interesting, isn't it, that for a regional channel, it has still provided the wherewithal in a number of cities for very important stations. I'm thinking of Philadelphia, Houston, Seattle. Well, I think of the 950 stations, the one in Detroit has had the most impact to the history of broadcasting, both for network originations and a whole bunch of things. In fact, it can be argued that when they say WWJ Radio 1, they mean first.
You're listening to Radio 1 to WWJ Detroit.
They were on the air in August of 1920. They were the first commercial station. In fact, do you know they broadcast election returns in Detroit in August of 1920, while over in Pittsburgh, the first broadcast, which happened to be election returns, wasn't until November that year. So how does it happen that KDKA gets all the credit and, you know, WWJ nobody remembers as being first? Of course, the answer is that KDKA, when they came on, they stayed on the air. WWJ was owned by the Detroit News at that time. They came on when there was really something to broadcast. That would have been in the tradition of the news newspaper.
In a moment, we'll join CBS for the live coverage of the John Glenn News Conference. News Radio 95.
WWJ Detroit.
Yes, a very solid sound. WWJ actually started as 8MK in 1920. Moved on to WBL and then was finally assigned WWJ by the Department of Commerce. And for those of you who are blocked from hearing WWJ at your location, we're going to start with that station. On the March 2006 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Good morning for News Radio 95. I'm Paul Snyder. It's 28 degrees.
You're in touch with news and information. News Radio 95, WWJ, Detroit. CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
Keeping you on top of the world.
WWJ, Detroit.
Just past the 12:30 mark in News Radio 95, President Reagan has a...
Well, we really do have to move on out of Detroit after noticing that their night pattern goes north into Canada, a great big balloon, as you'd imagine. And as we move to the south and west a little bit, we come to another 950 station, and this state capital station has a very small balloon, aim south. Here's how the Indianapolis station sounded just 15 years ago.
Miss your chance at a grand. $1,000 could be yours from WXLW 950 AM.
WXLW, Indianapolis.
It's 9 o'clock at WXLW.
Los Angeles Police Chief Daryl Gates says he's not going anywhere soon.
And as you might guess, things have changed in Indianapolis over the last 1.5 decades.
Sports Center, every 20 minutes, ESPN Radio.
ESPN 950, WXLW, Indianapolis.
Put the power of ESPN 950 behind your business. Let us help you develop your business by advertising with us.
Well, it's time to move on once again. We go to the Northwest this time and go back in time just 20 years.
You have been the guest of the Christian Tabernacle Church Baptist located 4712 South Prairie, Chicago, Illinois, where the founder and shepherd is Pastor Maceo Wood.
WJPC Chicago.
The music's so smooth.
So sassy and jazzy.
But the one thing that can't be compared, we're the soft touch.
WLNR 106.3 FM
and WJPC 950 AM.
Your soft spots
during hard times.
And 950 in Chicago stayed with the WJPC call letters for a long time, a good 10 years or more than that. And then, about 1995, for a short time, they changed their musical format and changed their call letters. At least I believe this is a musical format.
All Request Lunch Hour. WEJM Chicago. 950 AM. WEJM FM. Lansing, Chicago. 106 AM. Yeah. Where hip-hop lives.
Hip-hop, huh? Okay, that used to be a yard game we played at recess. Well, okay, forget it. I understand. Let's see, by the end of the decade of the 90s in Chicago, 950 changed again.
At the end of the season, I'll be shocked. We'll see what happens. An hour to go.
One-on-one. You've got it locked on the new sports voice in Chicago. One-on-one sports, AM 950 Sports Talk, WIDB Chicago.
Barry Bonds will take the weekend off.
Well, now, you have to remember, this was 6 years ago in Chicago. And at that time, the sports stations, I guess the two that are remarkable, were the one at 820, although they weren't on the air at night. The one at 1,000 on the dial, they covered the whole eastern half of the United States like a wet blanket, but you couldn't hear them anything west of the city to speak of. And 950 just wasn't working for sports in Chicago. So what do you do? What do you do? Well, what do you think? Listen.
Ministerio del Sembrador le invita a su doble hora de programación a través de radio WNTV 950 AM.
WNTD, Chicago.
¡Viva la música!
¡Viva la música discoteca!
Well, okay, fine. Now, we're going to be leaving Chicago and heading north into Wisconsin. In fact, one of the finest vacation resorts, if you like biking and trails and things like that, in northern Wisconsin, the city of Eagle River.
You're listening to WERL Eagle River. It's 5 o'clock.
Will take over a U.S.-built refugee camp soon in Iraq. I'm Dave Adams on the Satellite News Network.
It's important, I think, to recognize that recording was made in 1991. Well, okay, now, picking up our travelogue with our dials locked at 950, we're going to leave that 1,000-watt station to pick up a 500-watt station right down near Milwaukee.
This is WKTS serving Sheboygan, Elkhart Lake, and Greenbush. The time is 8 a.m. It's 76 degrees.
From ABC News, I'm Joe Templeton.
Mark Strickert recorded that for us in 1990, and he went back to Sheboygan 5 years later to pick this up.
You're listening to the Facts of Life. Important information for your life. This is Fax 950, WCNZ, Sheboygan.
This is Headline News, live from Atlanta with Tori Atali.
Good morning. The space shuttle Discovery is now one day away from a rendezvous with Russia's Mir space station.
Well, well, I detect some distortion on their CNN pickup. No matter, we went back in 2002... and we tuned to 950 in Sheboygan to hear this.
You could be swinging on a star.
WCLV, Sheboygan.
Well, now, this brings us to the Minneapolis-St. Paul complex, a little community there called St. Louis Park. Back in the mid-1980s, they had this 1,000-watt station there operating at 950.
You're listening to the Rhythm of the Cities on KJJO 950 AM, St. Louis Park, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
But by 1989, Mark Strickert had filed this report from St. Louis Park.
Hot Rockin' Z-Rock, AM 950 is KZOW, St. Louis Park, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
I'll be throwing some rat your way, and sometime this hour.
Currently number four on the Z-Rock 50, White Lion, Little Fighter.
And then to improve the record, Skip Dattelstein was up that way in 1995 with his recorder running.
KSGS, 950 AM, St. Louis Park, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Okay, now, everybody knows what the dominant signals are in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. There's one at 830 WCCO, clearly the dominant voice, right, Mark? But there was Mark Durenberger in his hometown of Minneapolis back in 2002, tuning up to 950 for this.
More business news coming up. This is KCCO, Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Now, if you thought that announcer said KCCO, Minneapolis, you're absolutely right. But to help clarify things, Mark recorded that same station about a year later for us.
Sporting News Radio and Max and Maloney on Sports 950 KSNB, St. Louis Park, Minneapolis.
Miami gets even.
And to bring the record right up to date, John Sampson. Thank you, John. Send in this recording of KTNF.
Listen for the Wendy Wild Show weekdays 9 to 11 here on Straight Talk Radio, AM 950. No CEO in Atlanta tells us what to say. Locally owned and operated, Straight Talk Radio, AM 950, KTNF, St. Louis Park, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Well, that's enough for right now. Let's plan to go down the Mississippi River and head west next month on the Travelogue with our dials at 950. St. Linda and I are already making our plans to be in Akron, Ohio over the Labor Day weekend for the National Radio Club and DX Audio Service National Convention. We'll have all the details for you another month, and we're looking forward to seeing you there, too. Great being with you, but it's also great to hear from Mark Durenberger out in the desert. Mark?
This is a recording of Class 1A channels made at WSM transmitter site in Nashville, Tennessee. This is part of an interference study made September the 11th, 1971 at 9:30 p.m.
This is Mark Durenberger, and today we conclude our series of air checks from the caverns of WSM in Nashville. These recordings were made in response to an FCC directive to air check other 1A channels and submit listening reports. Each of the 25 1A stations presumably did these recordings, but sadly, only the WSM air checks are available. And I dare say some of the audio we've heard from the WSM recordings doesn't make a very good case for the clears. There was so much interference present during some of these midwinter recordings that listeners to the tape must have wondered why the clears were kept open by the FCC. In fact, I think the WSM air checks are not representative of what the clear channels sounded like. It appears that the WSM antenna favored north-south reception to the detriment of stations east and west, and so it may not have been representative of the band on those nights. Still, there was some great copy as well, as you've heard through these columns. Comments in front of each cut were by WSM's transmitter engineers, who simply started the recorder, listened for about a minute to each station, and then moved on. Because of the proximity to WSM's 50-kilowatt tower, we do not have stations on 640, 660, or 670. So we begin again, for the last time, at 700.
You have just heard editorial feedback with WLW's Vice President and General Manager, Charles K. Murdoch.
Weekend weather.
Partly cloudy with a low of 15 to 20 degrees for tonight. For tomorrow, a chance of snow, possibly mixed with rain and not as cold with a high of 35 to 40. Present temperature, 28 degrees at WLW.
The WLW recording was made December 23, 1972, as was this Christmas greeting from WGN on 720.
So here's to 1973. May it bring you and your family everything you want, and may your every wish come true. Bell Auto Imp, wish you and your ones dear to your heart a Merry Christmas and a healthy, prosperous New Year.
Chicago's weather, according to the WGN Weather Service, will be cloudy.
WSB, 750 kilohertz.
WSB Sports Final.
Good evening. This is Mike Sampson reporting at 11:14. The Portland Trailblazers came to the Omni this evening with that story, Bill Schaefer.
The Portland Trailblazers came back in the fourth quarter to knock off the Atlanta Hawks tonight, 119-115, and Portland shot 55% in the ballgame. The Hawks shot 52%, and what was a very good ballgame throughout the contest. However, Portland outscored Atlanta.
And this from Detroit, September 23rd, 1972. This is unbelievable, isn't it?
Los trabajadores de la salud tienen que tener una alta dosis de sensibilidad humana. Recordemos que el trato dado al cliente también se
The FCC had left just a handful of unduplicated 1A channels by the early 1970s, 25 in all, and 13 of those had already been marked for duplication. One of the remaining 12, 770, captured on a June night in 1975.
I'm so happy to be able to play the long version of that for you, too. Somebody saved my life tonight from this brown jerk cowboy LP. 11:13, how you doing, Saturday nighties? I'm Johnny Donovan. So good to be back with you guys tonight.
Voices Through the Night, plagued by lots of co-channel interference in many of these recordings.
WBBM, 780 kilohertz.
Here's a co-channel problem on nearby Chicago.
Adventures on the high seas, the migration of primitive man, and the pollution of our oceans. Just a few of the subjects covered this Sunday on WBBM's At Issue with special guest Dr. Thor Heyerdahl, author of Kon-Tiki and the Ra Expedition. Here At Issue Sunday at 7:30 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
On 78, WBBM.
WBAP, 820 kilohertz.
Feb 24, 1973, and our next 1A copy from Dallas.
Just sent a check or money order for $4.95 to WBAP Country Gold Hits, Fort Worth, Texas. That's a check or money order for $4.95 to WBAP Country Gold Hits, Fort Worth, Texas.
WBAP weather.
The forecast for the Fort Worth, Dallas area, as prepared by the busy working weather staff at WBAP, clear to partly cloudy tonight, Sunday and Monday, low in the morning near 45, which ain't bad at all, and the high Sunday near 65, temperatures Monday ranging from 45 to 65. Looks to me like it's 52 degrees on Broadcast Hill.
WBAP, go Nuggets!
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there, and what are you going to give? Home? I'm at 25 to get 30 now. $5, another $40, I'm going to get 40 now. $5, I'm going to get 40 now.
Loyal listeners remember the whistle we've heard on most of the WCCO recordings, but it's pretty minimal on this February night in 1972. Here's the voice of the Minnesota North Stars, now Dallas Stars, Hall of Famer Al Shaver.
Over the Minnesota line, he fires, and that goes off Worsley. Back to the blue line, Shaq shot, blocked now by Gibbs. Then Gibbs comes to the line, then gets turned back by Lorenz. Slides it rink-wide to the left for O'Brien, back across to Gibbs. Long pass out on the right wing to Nanny, who gives it to Oliver. At the Buffalo line, back for Nanny, moving in, a shot! And that's wide to the right. Nanny after it. Back to O'Brien. He's moving in. He centered it all for Prentice, and it went off Steve Hillman's skate.
WHAS, 840 kilohertz.
WHAS, 840 in Louisville, is the closest neighbor to Nashville, but you wouldn't know it from this signal.
We're having the WHAS $84 free throw shootout here at the halftime at Freedom Hall tonight for a couple of fans whose names were drawn. And these fellows shooting free throws, and then I think they get to throw up a three-point attempt, and if they hit a three-pointer, apparently they get $84.
WWL was one of the stations that did a good job promoting its clear channel service in the hopes that its listeners could create the sort of groundswell support to help keep the clear channels open. You'll recall our story about the Clear Channel Broadcasting Service in recent DXAS reports on the breakup of the clears. Here's a repeat of a Clear Channel Broadcasting Service promotion that we brought you in part one of this series.
Perhaps you and I can make contact during my new program here on WWL, weekdays from 10 a.m. till 4. If it's music, news, and entertainment, then it's Middays with me, Charlie Bryan, on WWL Radio 87.
There's your Clear Channel service. Without Clear Channels, vast remote rural regions would be deprived of nighttime radio listening. 870 kilocycles on your dial is a Clear Channel. No other station operates on 870 kilocycles at night, which makes possible radio service to distant points. WWL in New Orleans is a Clear Channel.
WCBS, 880 kilohertz.
I'm not sure we ever got decent copy on WCBS through all five of these broadcasts. Probably because of the antenna orientation. Co-channel kills them as usual on this one. This is really pathetic. On the other hand, listen to their next door neighbor at 890.
Music Radio WLS.
From Chicago, the Peter Johns Report.
WLS News has learned that a youth shot by police is en route to Michael Reek Hospital for treatment.
KDKA, 1020 kilohertz.
Someplace special.
It's about 33 minutes here past 11 o'clock of an evening.
WBZ 1030 has shown up at Nashville in varying conditions. This June night in 1975 was one of the better nights.
254-5678, area code 617. Stay up with Robin Young tonight at midnight on WBZ Boston, Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting. Hello, you're next on WBZ.
See? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm calling from Michigan.
Yes.
City of Detroit is talking about buying 300 buses, and the school system's already broke. I wonder where that money's coming from.
Here is WHO 1040, and the only way we know that is by mention of the city.
That's one of the things that, you know, I picked up. I was at a, out of the airport, and I picked up a copy of What's Doing in Des Moines, and I was offended to find that among the things that are doing in Des Moines for our out-of-town guests who come to visit are massage parlors, and they're pretty pretty well advertised with pictures and all kinds of interesting things. And again, I mean, is that the kind of image that we want to portray of Des Moines?
During the tests we have in the file, 1100 was known by various calls, including
WKYC,
and 1100 was known as 3WE. Here's the big E in February 1973.
News, views, sports interviews on Pete Franklin Sports Line, starting now at 6:30. Pete Franklin, Super Sport of the Super Sports Station, 3WE, Mid-America's sports giant.
Here's 1120 KMOX, nice copy.
Blue Spotlight is being sponsored on KMOX by Lum's Restaurants, with four locations in the St. Louis area. North at 9000 Riverview Drive, South 6011 Wilson at Hampton, Downtown 6th and Pine, and Metro East 1015 Camp Jackson Road in Cahokia. And by True Value Hardware Stores.
KSL 1160 kilohertz.
The only way we know this is KSL is by the team mentions in this play-by-play, winter 1972. Note the co-channel here, unusual on 1160.
And right now with a minute nine to go, Batista is at the line shooting 1-1, and he can cut BYU's 5-point lead to 3 points. I mentioned that BYU goes on the road next Friday and Saturday. Friday they will be at Arizona, Saturday at Arizona State.
WHAM 1180 kilohertz.
When you hear something like that, you remember how good AM radio once sounded at night.
WOAI, 1200 kilohertz.
WOAI is unusually noisy on this June night in 1972.
And after 5.5 innings of play, Los Angeles 3, Philadelphia nothing.
WOAI.
And our final frequency, WCAU, now, of course, WPHT, 1210.
Right, Hank just told me that the gentleman who was on Bill Corsair's show doing, making several predictions. You're on CAU, hello.
Hello, Mr.
Herman.
Herman?
Right, see, I'm forgotten already.
And that puts the lid on our five-part series of audio snapshots recorded in the 1970s at the WSM Nashville transmitter site. I hope over these years you've heard something of interest, or maybe heard something you haven't heard for almost 30 years. If you're new to our service, you'll find previous installments of the WSM Air Checks in the November 2001, October 2002, November 2003, and December 2004 columns. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service. Our band scan continues to focus on the former 1A and 1B clear channels, and next month we'll scope a program called Clear Channel Honest to Goodness from WCCO in Minneapolis. We'll explain it next month, and we hope to see you then. Until then, good listening, DXers.
At this time, please turn over your tape to side two.
WRKO, Boston.